these old Ron Paul newsletters, and it's got your name bannered on the top, and some of these comments, as we just heard from Brian Spies, are pretty shocking.
Yeah, it is, and of course it's been rehashed a long time and it's coming up now for political reasons. But everybody knows in my district that I didn't write him and I don't speak like that, and nobody has heard me ever say anything like that. And I've been reelected time and time again, so everybody knows that I don't participate in that type of language. But the point is when you bring this question up, you're really saying you're a racist, or are you a racist? And the answer is no, I'm not a racist. Matter of fact, Rosa Parks is one of my heroes. Martin Luther King is a hero because they practiced the libertarian principle of civil disobedience, nonviolence. Libertarians are incapable of being a racist because racism is a collectivist idea. You see people in groups. A civil libertarian like myself, see, everybody is an important individual. It's not the color of their skin that is important, as Martin Luther King said. What is important is the character of the individual. You know what is really interesting, though, and this might be behind this, because I, as a Republican candidate, probably am getting the most number of black votes and black supporters, and now that has to be undermined. And I do this because I attack two wars that blacks are suffering from. One, the war overseas. In all wars, minorities suffer the most. So they join me in this position I have against the war in Iraq. And what about the war on drugs? What other candidate will stand up and frighten the can and say, I would pardon all blacks, all whites, everybody who are convicted for nonviolent drug acts and drug crimes? And this is where the real discrimination is. Let me finish this because I got to get my message back because you put the other message out. Now, if you want to look for discrimination, it's in the judicial system. 14% of the inner city blacks commit drug crime. 67% of blacks are in prison. That's discrimination. That's the judicial code that I am attacking, and that is not racism. What I defend is the principle of libertarianism, where we never see people who belong to a group, and every individual is defended and protected because they're important in the individual, not because of their color of skin, but of their character. So I am the anti-racist because I am the only candidate, Republican or Democrat, who would protect the minority against these vicious drug laws.
Congressman, there's a lot of material there, but let me just try to figure out, how did this stuff get in these Ron Paul newsletters? Who wrote it?
Well, I have no idea. Have you ever heard of a publisher of a magazine not knowing every single thing? The editor is responsible for the daily activities, and people came and go, and there were some people that were hired. I don't know any of their names. I do not, absolutely honestly, do not know who wrote those things. But I do know there was a transition, there were changes around, and to me, it's been rehashed. This is the politics of it all. If it were important enough, why didn't the people in my district who have heard this for these 10 years or so, it came up and people believe me. Why don't you believe me and just say, look, it's in there, it's bad, I recognize that, I had a moral responsibility, but that doesn't mean that you can, you know, indirectly charge me as being a racist, and that is what is being done, and yet I am the most anti-racist because I don't see people in collective groups, and I practice, and you know, right now, even before this thing broke, guess when our next fundraising day, our next super day, we raised $4 million one day, $6 million on the next one's on March, Luther King holiday.